Well, the gubernatorial inauguration got some attention in Wisconsin yesterday. The story that's on almost everyone's mind is the return of the snow and Arctic cold to the region. Cold weather was reported to be a contributing factor in the deaths of several people in the Milwaukee area in the past few days. The snow has caused numerous traffic accidents around the region, and temperatures have been falling below zero overnight. In fact, tomorrow's high temperature may only reach the zero marker. Mike Westendorf is a meteorologist and director of operations for Innovative Weather based at UW-Milwaukee, and he joins us to give us some perspective on the significant cold snap we find ourselves in. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good to be here.
And it's good to talk with you, although, as is often the case when we talk to you, it is about weather that has gone south. Maybe we'd like to go south with it. A little more snow to go along with some really cold temperatures this week.
That's right. Most of the area, we got spared the worst of it. Iowa was hit pretty hard. Illinois was hit pretty hard, 3 to 6, up to 8 inches of snow. But we don't have too much to cry about, especially since we've had barely any snow this year. But the big headline is, of course, going to be our temperatures, which will be quite chilly coming up for the rest of this week.
Well, and so it is the beginning of January, which is the winter, right in the middle of winter. What should we be expecting this time of year, and how much colder than usual is it?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe let's just take a quick walk down memory lane, because I don't know about you, but until we started going down this interview road, I was a little fuzzy. My whole recollection of all of last winter was horrible. Going back and I'm looking at the records, and so like last year, January 6th, the temperature was -4, the low was -13. So that seems to be about the way that I remember it. But January 13th, the temperature was at 44, the low was 27. We had a fair amount of snow in the month, but the real cold really didn't settle in until the end of the month, and then it stayed through the month of February for the most part, and off into March. We were well below the normals. So January last year, actually, for the better half of it, wasn't too bad. So to get this little bit of a cold shot, I think that, you know, it gives us a right to complain, because we are quite a bit below the normals. Average high should be around 28, 29 degrees. And so we have a legal right to bellyache about this. But in terms of, you know, like last year, oh, we've got nothing too bad to really complain about.
Well, and this is obviously really cold weather, but I wonder if what makes it especially jarring is that it came on the heels of a December that essentially gave us a free pass as far as the winter was concerned.
That's exactly it. You are, yeah, and so right. I mean, you remember in November, we had that 10-day stretch. It was one of the coldest 10-day November stretches on record. You had to go back to the 1800s to find a colder stretch of 10 days in November. So this has been an interesting year so far, in that September had about a 2 to 3 week period that was well below the normals. October was fantastic. November was more like January, and then December rolled in and it was more like March. And now we're back to something that's, you know, at January, below zero temperatures in January. We come to kind of expect that. We do live in Wisconsin. We are a little tougher than that. But it is below the normals. And I suspect that based on some of the longer range models and their suggestions, it will probably be on the colder side for a while this month.
Well, and the term that got all the press last year was polar vortex. And I remember we talked about the significance of what was going on last year. Same phenomenon, or is this just a run-of-the-mill, really cold weather?
Well, you know, if you really want to get a great story, you talk to Dr. Paul Rober about the polar vortex. He cracks me up when he starts talking about this. He sent us an image around that showed the polar vortex on what wound up being the hottest day of the year in July, and, you know, back in the, you know, 20 years ago or whatever it was. The point being that the polar vortex is always there. There's always a cold core of polar air that's around. It's just a matter of where is it going to be and how long is it going to be. That was the thing that happened last year, is that it did not budge. Some of the reasons for that, one of the big ones that in hindsight was that there was a big area of low pressure that was stuck in the Gulf of Alaska and it just didn't move. And so it just kept shoving all the cold air right down into the northeastern part of the country, including us here in the Great Lakes. That is not the case. This is an El Nino year. The subtropical jet has been more active. California has been getting some rainfall. And the pattern has, we've seen the flip-flops on a more regular basis. And at least El Nino does not mean this is how it's going to be, but there are some trends, and the trends generally are that in the Great Lakes, we tend to be, over a 3-month average, warmer than normal and a little drier than normal typically. And so my hunch is that this is probably going to be that 2 to 3 week cold snap in January, and it'll warm back up again, and it'll just kind of move on to more of a normal winter, if you will.
Well, at this point, you said the coldest weather is likely to hang on for a little while. Yet, what is the coldest we're likely to see it get this week?
This week, I think that the worst of the cold is more than likely going to be coming up into Thursday morning, Wednesday into Thursday. Wednesday, because that's the coldest core is going to be heading southward. And so morning temperatures as you get into Wednesday morning, similar to this morning, probably 5 to 10 below zero around the area. We then get very light winds expected to come back in Thursday morning, and with a fresh snow cover, that's where we have the better chance to see the actual temperatures into that minus 5 to minus 15 range. After that, we are going to stay cold probably through the upcoming weekend, but the signs are that this should break down into something more like normal as we get toward the latter part of the weekend and into next week as well.
Swimsuits for everyone.
Or polar plunge, whatever you want, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Well, let me ask you one more question, and it's about one of those weather phenomena that many people believe to be true, and it seems like it makes sense, but is snow at colder temperatures lighter and fluffier than snow when it is relatively warmer, or can you have a heavy snow when it's really cold?
Probably you get a little bit of a, it depends on the person that we're talking to. So for example, heavy snow might have to deal with how many inches of snow falls. So you look outside your window and there's 8 inches of snow, but when you step on it, it compacts down to about a quarter of an inch, you know? So some people would say that's a heavy snow. Other people would be like, no, that's not a very heavy snow. The matter is that in colder temperatures, the atmosphere is not capable of holding on to or retaining much moisture. And as a result, the snowflakes themselves tend to be of a lighter nature. And the snowfall, the moisture in that snowfall tends to be quite a bit lighter as well. So the overall impact, I think, is that for us, typically there, but depending on the atmospheric profile, you can get, instead of snowflakes, what they call dendrites or sticks of ice that fall. It still looks like a snowfall, but you get a much more compact snow. It tends to be lighter in terms of accumulation, but very, very icy. So yes, it's lighter. It kind of is in the eye of the beholder as far as who would argue that.
Mike Westendorf, thanks so much.
You bet.
Mike Westendorf is a meteorologist and director of operations for Innovative Weather at UW-Milwaukee. You can find Innovative Weather's latest weather forecast at WUWM.com. The cold weather is dangerous, but it can also be fun. We'll talk about the lighter side of the cold with our outdoor adventure contributors when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.